I don't know what started all this, but one of my friends who lived at 157 was in the church lads brigade, and somehow he got into the choir. And he said to me, "Oh, do you want to come in the choir?" And that was the Rev Arts Innit.
Arts Innit?
Oh, I knew him very well. I joined the choir, couldn't really sing, so he actually said to me, "Just stand there and open your mouth." That's how it was with him. And, you know, all the tales about him being, I don't know, paedophile is the new word for it. No.
He wasn't.
Load of rubbish.
No, he wasn't.
Absolute rubbish, because we were quite friendly with him, so much so that my friends were also friendly, and when we got confirmed, he used to come round to my mum's house and do the lessons. And we used to do a little bit of lessons, and then we'll play cards. And it was like that.
Did you ever go to the vicarage?
No. I saw the vicarage, I remember it, but no. A lot of tales about the Rev Hart Sinner, in so much that initially we were in the church, which was a Nissen hut, at the back of the new church, as I call it now. There was a Nissen hut at the rear of the church, the one in Abbots Avenue.
St Julian's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a Nissen hut, which was the church when I was in the choir.
Yes.
It had all paved slabs on the floor, and it was a Nissen hut. And then the church was built, and we used to play on the scaffolding and nick the putty and all that sort of thing, you know, because we was always up on that. And the Rev used to come, we was used to play on there waiting for him to come and do choir practice. He used to have a black car. He used to come in this little old car from St Stephen's. And then we knew him all the way till we was about, well, my youth I knew him. And we used to go, he was good for getting places, because we used to go to, we might want to go to Dunstable or whatever. So we used to ask him to come with us, because he hadn't got a car. So what we used to do is wait outside the King Harry, and he'd hail a car down, and he'd just say to the driver, "This is done, it's true. Where are you going?" And the driver might say, "I'm going up to Redbourne." So, and he just used to say, "Jump in, boys." And we would just get in.
With him as well?
Yeah. And one day we were going to Dunstable. I always remember this about Marquette, because we only got as far as Marquette. The driver was only going to Marquette. And we were then about 17, I think. We weren't old enough to drink, but we went in a pub. At the end of Marquette, it was called the White Hart. It's no longer a pub. And it hasn't been for years and years and years. And we came out of there, because we didn't get to Dunstable. We were trying to go to the California ballroom, so we never got that far. So we started off back down the bypass that had only just been built. One of my friends, Ray Woodman, who lived in Creighton Avenue, he was with us, and he was in the Navy, and he was on leave. He was at Ipswich Shotley, and he stepped out into the road in front of a car and got hit. We couldn't find him, but then we heard these groans in the hedge, and we all found the Rev was with us, and we found him, but he was all right, just a bit bruised. Then the Rev got us home somehow, I can't remember how, because we were thumbing a lift, you see.
Yeah.
We used to go everywhere with him. I mean, he used to take us.
Good chap. Yeah.
I mean, he'd go to the houses and he'd sell in his magazine or deliver in his magazine, and he'd deliberately arrive about lunchtime. So I always remember this. And he'd knock on the door, and then my mum would say, "We're just about to have dinner, Rev," because he'd come in a lot, and he'd go, "Not too many peas, please." You know, and he'd come in with us. He was always in our house. Very normal, you know. He married my sister, but he didn't marry my wife and I, because he died. I committed suicide about 2 years before. Mm. I don't know why, because, I mean, we used to go to the church on Sunday night, so, I mean, I'm not an avid churchgoer. I don't go to church at all, really. Only like weddings and funerals, that sort of thing. But I used to go then, and we used to go to Sunday evening, which was a great laugh, because all the lads from the vicarage used to go as well, you know, the rocker types, they've got big boots on and whatever. And we'd be all in there, not without a word of a lie. I mean, there was all the congregation, normal congregation, these lads there, and they're chatting, "Oh, we're Christian soldiers, Rev," because they want to sing that, and then people just stamp their feet. Oh, it was...
Is this in St Julian's or St Stephen's?
St Stephen's.
Yes, St Stephen's.
I mean, he'd have his football boots on at lunchtimes, and this is not a word of a lie. It's all happened.
And those poor old lads ruined the vicarage, didn't they?
Well, they took all the tiles off, the lid off the roof, nicked it, you know, and they were the ones who were staying there.
Not right, was it?
No. And then that fell into disrepair, and then...
To be pulled down.
Yeah, I don't know where he lived after that.